We are doing Pirkei Avot. We are at the end of the third chapter. We're Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, who remembers who is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? He was a very wealthy individual. He killed himself learning Torah. He put all his strength into learning Torah. At age 18, he looked like he was 70. He was a big, big sage. And at age 18, he became chief rabbi. He became Nasi. He was 10 generations from Ezra the scribe, Ezra the leader of the Jewish people. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz." If you don't have Torah, then you don't have proper behavior. If a person doesn't know Torah, so even though he tries to be a good person to his fellow man, the Torah really teaches us how to be good, so a person can try, but we have special mitzvot. For example, someone finishes working by someone. After a 7-year period, you say, okay, go home, I paid you your wages. So that's fair. The Torah teaches us to be a good person. You're supposed to give gifts. The guy finished working by you. We have special mitzvah in the Torah. Ha'anek ta'anik lo. Give him gifts. Give him gifts. You have wealth. He helped you become wealthy. Give him bonuses. Bonuses is a new concept, right? Ask your grandparents if they ever got a bonus for their work. Torah tells us, no. You have to give a bonus. The guy worked. He helped you out. Ha'anek ta'anik lo. So, imen Torah, if a person doesn't have Torah, en derech eretz, then even though he's going to try to be a good person, he won't know exactly how to be a good person. He won't get it right. Imen derech eretz, on the other hand, if a person doesn't have the initial derech eretz, if he himself isn't a good person initially, en Torah, then he won't get Torah either. Meaning, on the one end, we need derech eretz. A person has to begin with having a concept of being a good person. In order for him to understand the Torah correctly, he has to start off with a base knowledge of what it means to be a mensch, how to be a nice person. But at the end of the day, he won't get it exactly right without the Torah. The Torah perfects it, but he has to start it off. Imen derech eretz en Torah. Imen chokhmah en yirah. If there is no wisdom, then a person cannot attain the true fear of God. He cannot be a real God-fearing person, because the true God-fearingness is the what one attains through his wisdom. It doesn't come on its own. But on the other hand, imen yirah en chokhmah. If there is no God-fearingness, then there won't be wisdom either. Because of true wisdom is a person that acts in a wise manner. It's not only theoretical. If a person learns theoretically how to be a good person, but he doesn't act the way he learned, so then, at the core of things, he's not really wise. He's attained the theoretical wisdom, but he hasn't attained the complete wisdom. We don't believe in this theoretical morals. We say a person has to live morally, and that's a wise person. Now, if a person learns the Torah, but he doesn't approach the Torah with a fear of God, God controls the world and I have to do what he says, so then it remains in the theoretical. Imen yirah. If we don't begin with being God-fearing people, en chokhmah, then a person won't attain the ultimate intellect, the ultimate wisdom of the Torah. Because a person just, it'll remain theoretical. Yeah, I hear. Torah says I could learn all the laws of Shabbos and not keep a single Shabbos. I was given a gift, a bar mitzvah gift. A book that was written by a person who lived this century. And in the front flap of the cover of the book, it shows the two people who composed this book. It's a book that puts together different stories from the Talmud. And it shows them sitting together and learning, one with a kippah, one without a kippah. And I was told that in earlier editions of the book, it showed them both, it showed the one, at least the one without a kippah, I don't know if the other one as well, smoking over the sfarim. And on the bottom it said, learning Torah on a Shabbos afternoon. So they learned it as theoretical. Yeah, theoretically. This is what it says. You could learn it. It was a book of the stories of the Talmud. They had put together a book of all different stories of the Talmud. So they would sit Shabbos afternoon smoking and learning the stories of the Talmud. But they didn't become real wise men. It all remained theoretical. The Pasuk tells us in the beginning of Mishlei, Reshit Chochmah Yirat Hashem. We say it every morning, right? The initial wisdom is to be God-fearing. If you're not a God-fearing person, so you could learn all kinds of theories on how to be a good person and what's the smart way of living life. But at the end of the day, we all have desire, and it doesn't exactly match what we'd like to do in life. So it remains theoretical. Imen yira en chokhmah. What? What do you mean? How does one attain Yirat Hashem?
How does one change the theory and implement it in practice?
Well, part of it is a recognition that God is running the world. Meaning, it's not enough to serve me'ahava. There has to be a service also me'ira. Meaning, it's very nice to say, yeah, I love God, God loves me. But there's once a mobster who was asked by his son, is it better to be liked or better to be feared? So he said, it's always good to be liked, but they'll listen to you more when you're feared. So I don't know about that, but Chazal tell us that part of the true service of Hashem is to have fear. I mean, if a person just stops and thinks of all the tragedies that can happen and that do happen all around us, a person has to be very scared. One of the reasons we're not scared is because our lives are comfortable. I mean, right now, Baruch Hashem, there's no lurking danger. So it's very easy to live in our bubble and think everything's okay. Our sages tell us that people who travel by sea, people who travel in the desert, when they're at the perils of nature, they feel like any minute they could be attacked by a group of pirates or the sea could turn over their ship. I'm talking about in Chazal's time. People who are in situations of danger, they are God-fearing people. That's what the Gemara says. Because they constantly have to have kavana in their tefillah. When at any given moment a person is scared he's going to die, so then he has true fear of God. Then he recognizes that God is in his life. We have to stop and think about it. If we stop to think a little bit, that's one of the ways to get clear recognition. Im en bina en dat, im en dat en bina. Bina is the understanding, the capacity to derive things from one's knowledge, and that is the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, you can't derive from it. And if you can't derive, then the reason is because you don't have a complete understanding of the concepts. If you understood them really well, then you could derive the next thing from them. The reason we can't derive is because we don't have a complete understanding of the subject matter. So they go hand in hand. Imen dat en bina, imen bina en dat. Imen kemach en Torah. If you don't have flour, if you don't have what to live off of, en Torah, you can't learn Torah. You got to live. Imen Torah en kemach. But if there is no Torah, so then there is also no kemach. There is no material good either. If a person has no Torah, then of what value is it that he has his wealth? Meaning a person has to live his life with the attitude, I'm attaining this wealth, I'm working for panasa, I'm doing what it takes in order to have Torah. But he meant Torah, so en kemach doesn't necessarily mean he won't have a livelihood, but what's the point of his livelihood? What's the point of his life? Okay, and the rest we'll have to do with Hashem next time.